This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Friday, friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Telephone numbers, so you can get these in your speed dial and join the conversation today. And here's a little incentive to put this in your speed dial. If you are a first-time caller today, you let Manny know that when you call. We're going to get you on right away. And one this hour and one next hour will be awarded a ReMyPillow. Ha-ha, one of our fine sponsors here. We're going to ship you out, or actually put your name on a pillow that you can pick up at either of our Bismarck K-Fire 550 studios or Fargo AM 1100 The Flag studios, and enjoy. Sleep like a baby, like Todd and I do. Not this again. Hello, Todd Mitchell. Happy Friday. You can sleep like Todd. See how he sleeps? He cries just like a baby. Got the little rattle.
Can sleep like a nice, quiet baby.
Kevin Flynn is here producing for us today. Manny's taking your calls. And here's that number for your speed dial. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. You can text us as well. 701-367-2054 for me, 367-2054 for your text to me, or to Todd at 226-8503, either one of us. I'm looking at the North Dakota Department of Transportation travel information map right now. All of Northwest North Dakota is no travel advised. So the snow and the system moved into Dickinson in the early morning hours and just has sort of spread. It's right now, the edge of it is sort of Jamestown to Minot line, if you can get that. So the Northwest is getting it pretty good. And then Jamestown to the south and east a little bit. No travel in the entire Northwest quadrant. Just west of Minot on Highway 2 all the way to the border. 85 from what? It looks like about 200 up. So Grassy Butte up on 85. You get the idea. 200, 1804, 50, 40, 42, way up north on 5 as well. So same with 8. A little rough there, folks. So travel carefully if you're in that part of the state. Bismarck Mandan Metro is the next worst. A lot of scattered snow drifts. Snow-covered roads, 94 itself, from just about Jamestown, west almost to the Montana border, not quite, pretty snow-covered, and a good central part of the state in rough shape as well. If you are encountering road conditions that you think your fellow motorists need to be aware of, call us. Let us know what that's looking like today. We'll take your road reports today on the weather and snow as well, and this will move to folks in the Valley. Of course, Devil's Lake, probably the next largest city set to get it, Valley City as well. And then National Weather Service is telling us, probably 3 o'clock Fargo, 5 o'clock Grand Forks, something in that neck of the woods. So this will make its way across the state. And guess what, Todd? There's one behind this. Isn't that fun? There's more to come.
But wait, there's more.
Exactly. Oh, darn it, anyway. So no big surprise there, I guess, because after all, as we've talked about, it is winter. One thing I also learned from the National Weather Service, and we may check in with them before the end of the program here to get an update on the track of this and how this is going. The rain that came before the snow ranged from half an inch to three-quarters of an inch, and very much needed. Because obviously, within the snow, you've got moisture, but not as much will convert to moisture. So to have that rain first, really nice for the dry areas of the state. So there's some good in this, but the challenge will be travel conditions right now. And obviously, folks that are calving, with heavy snow. So just let us know what you're seeing out there. Love to share that with our listeners wherever you are. 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Couple other things on my mind, and I'm really open to just anything you want to talk about today. We purposely left the show wide open today. We've had lots of guests and topics and things we've been tackling, and I want to just take a little time to find out what's on your mind today. President Trump earlier this morning tweeted out a warning that he is considering a veto of this omnibus spending bill. And I am not of the opinion that this is Armageddon, you know, the necessarily the hill to die on for the following reason on this particular bill, because it's 6 months of funding. And it includes desperately needed military funding. But I'm telling you, these Republicans in Congress are the worst negotiators ever. Trump said all along he wanted full funding of the wall, and he wanted a fix of this DACA thing they've been talking about forever. Saw those as the perfect two to align together because Democrats want DACA, and obviously he wants, and most Republicans want, the wall fully funded. They didn't include it. They basically, here's my take on the omnibus spending bill. It's $1.3 trillion. I don't like it, but I do like the fact that we finally are funding the military properly. That's the one thing. Let's please keep that in focus. Now, the cost of that was keeping everything else pretty much status quo. In other words, you got to give Democrats more of everything, generally, to keep them, to do anything remotely close to fair and needed for the military. You got to give them more of everything. And we didn't necessarily do that, but it is more of the same. So there's a lot of yuck. There's a lot I don't like. The only saving grace I see in it is that it's 6 months. Okay, we've established a new bond on the military side, but 6 months. However, I will tell you that what I've just told you, my opinion on this, the vast majority of people that I'm hearing from don't agree with me. They don't want this bill. They want it vetoed. And here is something that's very important. The conservative cause must remain as passionate as they are, as passionate as they were when Donald Trump was elected. In other words, we said enough already. Yeah, we get it. Donald Trump's not perfect. He may do some things we don't agree with, but by golly, he is going to take on the issues we care about. He's going to do what he says, right? And part of that is draining the swamp. This bill doesn't drain the swamp. It doesn't do that. It fixes the military mess. It's been badly underfunded. That's a good. The rest of it's status quo. It's leaving the swamp as is. And so if you say, look, either he vetoes this or I'm done, I'm staying home, I'm not energized anymore, he's no better than all the rest. And I don't know how you put it on him and not, the swamp dwellers that occupy Congress, but that's very important. Very, very important, because the Democratic base is getting energized, folks, and they're rallying behind gun grabbing, they're rallying behind their hatred for Trump. I mean, their disdain for Trump, all their crazy funny wearing hat causes, all the stuff they're doing, that's where they're at right now. That's where they're at. So we do have to worry about that. We do. The other thing I want to talk about a little bit today is, so tell me, do you want him to veto this or not? That's number one today, number one question. Number two, when you hear all this talk about the March for Our Lives, know that kids are being used by Planned Parenthood and other radical groups to get their radical agenda passed. That's what's happening. And Planned Parenthood, what do they have to do with school shootings and school safety? Nothing. They're obsessed with the fact that the biggest march on Washington is a pro-life march. So they got to try and get kids to go there and say, hey, I'm for gun control. Control these kids. That's what's happening. They're behind it. Do your research on this, folks. It's happening this weekend. Trust me on this one thing. That is what's happening. All right, let's get to some calls here on What's On Your Mind, find out. Let's go to Botno, shall we? We'll start in Botno. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Love your show. Keep going. Say, on Tuesday morning, there was an author on there that came out with a book, and I need to know the name of the book and the author so I can read it, but it's a book that supposedly came out on Tuesday, and it exposed the corruption or the politicians, both Democrat and Republican, just because of their influence and where they are, their relatives and people close to them get these big contracts from foreigners.
You're talking about Peter Schweitzer, and Peter Schweitzer. The book is called Secret Empires.
Okay.
And we are working on an interview with Peter that we'll have on. Actually, Todd has a connection to Peter's sister, so we have a request in to interview him. Said he'd do it, so it's just a matter of scheduling at this point. The bombshell on this is that Joe Biden's son, got a lot of money as a result of some of the connections, and Joe Biden runs around, including last Saturday in Grand Forks, telling Democrats he's a pauper, how poor he is. Interesting little game they play there. But that's the guy you're talking about.
Okay, I appreciate it. People need to know that, because that's not right. These people can do that. Anyway, thanks a lot, and keep up the good show.
Peter Schweitzer, we've had on this program before. He wrote the book Clinton Cash. Some of the same... You know, he was the one who exposed the whole uranium thing, if you remember the donation to the Clinton Foundation, and then all of a sudden a sweetheart deal. So, yeah, he's a good author, good investigative reporter. More of your calls after this, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's a national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a hot spring spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down to that's less than a dollar a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture. By the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They make us smile, don't they? Yeah, smiling. Go ahead. I can have a little more of that, Manny. I'll take a little more.
Smile with you.
When you're smiling, you know what I'm saying?
When you're laughing.
If you're watching the bottom line, and you see a disturbing trend on how your costs are really unpredictable there, and then you say, I'm going to call H.A. Thompson & Sons. I heard Hannon talking about their... environmental maintenance agreements, and this is working for 600 other folks where they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems. They do the maintenance. I have a, you know, I have a predictable budget line item, and I've got reliability in those systems. I like that. Then you're smiling, folks. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, they have operations all throughout the state. HATandSons.com to find out more about Link Service Contracts from H.A. Thompson and Sons. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones we go, and let's see here. Grant in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Grant?
Hey, Scott. Say, I just don't know if you have any experience with WSI and their payment system at all, with being an employer. But, you know, it's a state-run insurance agency, and you have to, you know, go through them if you have employees, if you want to operate in the state of North Dakota. Well, thing is if, you know, you're in a trade, no matter what you're employing people to do, you're set a certain rate if it's risky or not. Well, you know, construction industry, everybody's, you know, they want to charge you through the nose because, well, you're doing high risk stuff. Well, you know, there's a service for it. But they charge you a lot of money every year, like it's almost per guy that you ever hire. And it's really hard for people that are employing 10 to 6, maybe even less employees. It's just a pesky little, you know, almost like a fine to operate in the state of North Dakota. And what really is just kind of gets frustrating every year that we pay it, because now I didn't even know about it, but you couldn't, usually you could set up payments to kind of ease the big hit that they give you every year. Well, now I was just informed because my bill is due. We don't do anything with payments anymore. It's like just big, huge lump sums. Well, how are you supposed to, you know, figure that out? And I mean, I could go on and on, but you know, cause I've talked to state senators, I've talked to WSI themselves, and it's just kind of like, well, you know, you should probably just kind of financially forecast for that. Well, yeah, everybody should, but you know, things come up, equipment breaks.
So your big concern is that the payment plan has changed from allowing payments to that too.
But then say you pay your lump sum, like you hurry up, you try to pay it. As a growing business, it's hard to do, you know. And all of a sudden, like 1 year, I remember I paid it all, and then all of a sudden I see I got a premium adjustment, and I called them up and I said, why do I have this extra like fee on top of what, you know, I didn't expect it. Well, they said, well, you paid more out in wages compared to last year. You should have called us and paid us more. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you call up somebody when you've paid your premium for the year? Because that's how they calculate it. It's by the wages. So you're doing good. You're paying your guys or your employees, whoever. And then at the end of the year, you're supposed to call them and tell them, oh, hey, yeah, I paid too much, so I got to pay you more.
And I don't know enough to respond, Grant, to your specific request, but I do know this. WSI is always, accessible to us when we do have questions that come up, and they don't honestly come up a lot. But when they do, we've had good luck. Usually it's specific, you know, cases where, you know, it has to do with someone who's been injured on the job and wanting a particular question answered or whatever, not so much on the pay side. But if you hang on a second, Grant, I'd be happy to get your number, and we'll see if we can get you some more answers on that. I will tell you this, WSI, for the coverage they provide and the cost across the state, North Dakota's got a pretty good deal. And the cost here compared to other states is it puts North Dakota in a good spot. So I know it's never fun when you have to pay something, and I understand your concern of going from a payment plan to a lump sum or an increase. But I will tell you this: it's a good deal in North Dakota. There's no question about it. But just hang on if you would, and we'll get your number, Manny, if you'd take that from him, and we'll try and at least get your answers on the increase and also on the payment plan. Okay, thanks, Grant. Bob in West Hope has a weather update for us. What's it look like in West Hope right about now?
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. The trees are just barely moving. It's cloudy, but there's no snow.
Well, by my map, it's not far behind, sir.
Yeah, but it's going to stay south of us because we had our president put up a wall between Minot and Westhope.
Oh, is that where the wall went?
Yeah, that's where the wall went.
So a little far north of where it was needed, I think.
I think so, but we're in good shape up here.
We had to build a practice wall someplace. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, and where are you going today?
Because if Bob can climb the wall, it's not a good enough wall. We're going to have to reinvent the wheel on
it. And that. Todd, you said it's blowing pretty good in Bismarck right now, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's snowing. It's blowing.
That's not good for the bull sales that are coming up down there, like on Tuesday.
You're right.
Or the calves that are coming.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Where are you going to be today, Friday, Todd?
Me? I'm staying home.
Good for you.
I ain't going on that stuff. Are you kidding?
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for everything. And
just to be patient. Your snow's coming. I can see it on the map right now.
Okay. You need a little toot?
A wall or not? Yeah, give us a little toot for a Friday. That'd be great.
Okay. Here it goes.
Very good.
Later.
Bob and Westhope. Weather report and a little entertainment. You can't beat that. Elias, Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, there's going to be a pro-gun rally in the state capital of Minnesota next Saturday, the 31st, from 1 to, I think, 4. And, I just wanted to put it out there for anyone that might be interested in going. I'm very happy to hear that President Trump's going to veto the omnibus bill. And I think, the spirit of America is rising, and, the giant is waking up, and, people who are, strong need to stand up for people that are weak, and that includes the elderly and women and children, the unborn children. And, if people like Phil Mudd and Tom Swastika, if they all want to try to come against President Trump, I think we need to count coup on them and, let them know that if anything happens, if President Trump gets a hangnail, they're top on our list.
No, that rally again is where? When at the state capitol? 1 to 4, what day?
Saturday the 31st.
Got it. Okay, thanks, Elias. Appreciate that update. Mike and Perm, when we come back, other calls. Welcome on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Frank Friday, folks! Frank Sinatra and the bumper music, and your questions or comments, welcome on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Give us your best Frank comment about whatever news item you want to talk about today, whatever opinion you want to bring to the show. 800-228-0550. Remember, first-time callers go to the front of the line, and a first-time caller this hour and next hour wins a free MyPillow. So today's the day. You make that call. Think about how long you thought about it. You reached for the phone. This is the day. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. We love our callers on What's On Your Mind. We celebrate them. Thanks to our good friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. They are the team for global solutions for the oil and gas industry because they turnkey everything for you. And they're doing this for the big-name companies. They can do it for you. Call them. 406-250-8151. Ask for Eric. Eric, Scott told me to call you. I need help. 406-250-8151. DeltaConstructors.net. They do it all. I know more about them, and they help us celebrate our fine listeners like this one. They called about this omnibus spending bill that the president has threatened to veto this morning.
Scott, are you going to talk today about how the GOP leadership of the majorities took a dump on the voters that put them into the majority?
Well, we have. I have to say they didn't take a dump, that is the GOP leadership, on our military that badly needed an increase. And I'm already seeing responses to the threats of the president's veto from Democrats saying, okay. Here's, by the way, what the president said this morning. I'm considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that the 800,000-plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, not even mentioned in the bill, and the border wall is not fully funded. Chad Pergram, who's a producer for Fox, always has some pretty good intel on congressional reaction on these things. He says if Trump vetoes the omnibus after signing off on it, the government will shut down. Members are now spread to the four winds. Some are heading overseas on official trips. Oh, poor baby. There would be objections to approving a stopgap with a skeleton staff because members negotiated the deal. If Trump vetoes the omnibus, there are not the votes to override a veto. You need two-thirds of both the House and the Senate. The Senate vote last night was 62-35. Few votes short, same in the House, 256-167.
from a senior Democratic aide when asked about the president's threat to veto the omnibus. Ask Republicans, their problem. He's just trying to get a reaction from Democrats over something that's false. Here's what worries me. Another tidbit. If Trump vetoes the omnibus, Republicans would lose all of the big increases they scored in the bill. Even if they could get clearance to do an interim bill, defense money would revert to old levels. He also says Fox has learned Defense Secretary Mattis is calling Trump about the possibility of losing all the defense increases if he blows up the omnibus. Senior Hill sources say Trump is going to flatline defense if he's not careful. See, this is what this is the game. This is the game for far too long, long before Donald Trump. The only way you properly fund the military is if you give the Democrats a giveaway for all of their left-wing social programs. We got to break that somehow. But that's why I'm just saying, is this the hill to die on with a six-month bill that at least establishes military funding, much-needed military funding? Everything else is status quo. I want them to fix it, too. But we got one bite at the apple here. You tell me if I'm wrong after hearing what you just heard there. First-time caller, and now the proud owner of a MyPillow, Mike in Southwest North Dakota. Mike, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Bowman.
What's the weather like at Bowman right now?
Not very good. Well, we're getting some moisture that we need, but other than that, it's not very good.
Looked to me like some of it had moved on from...
It's still pretty foggy and kind of misty yet.
It is. The snow stopped at least, though, huh?
Yeah.
You had a question. You had a question for me as a first-time caller, Mike. What was that?
Well, I voted for Trump, but I'm a little concerned with his aluminum and steel tariffs, and it's because I'm a farmer, and China's our largest importer of soybeans, and now they're talking about putting a tariff on the soybeans that we send them, and I'm just we've had a tough time out here the last 2 years, and if soybean prices go down, it's not going to make it any easier.
I think it's understandable that you'd be concerned about it. I wouldn't judge anything until the outcome is there. I think what's going on right now is some serious negotiating.
Sure.
I've talked to people who are big, big steel buyers. I mean big, okay? And
yeah.
They saw this coming, so they bought steel just to weather any interim storm, like the end of last year. And secondly... they see this as just totally negotiating, that this is the president. Now, you're right. China came back and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. And China's smart. They know that if they start posturing about tariffs on ag products, where is that going to affect? Trump country, you know, right? Farm country, Trump country. So, you know, they're playing a little game. And I noticed the reports were initially that the tariffs were going on. Now they're saying they're considering tariffs. So in my mind, Mike, let's let all this settle out. And let's see if there's a better deal in the end. What I don't like is that farmers always get jammed. In every trade deal, farmers get jammed. And, you know, the steel folks don't worry about farmers. Nobody worries about farmers. Nobody worries about the ag products. And maybe finally we have somebody who knows the art of the deal that can go in there and cut a better deal, you know, on the whole package. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. I love your show, and I appreciate your opinion. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that. So,
yeah, I think it's too early to tell. I understand you'd be concerned, and all of agriculture ought to be concerned. There's no doubt about it. Heidi Heitkamp, for instance, right now is trying to use this as a political blunt force instrument. I mean, Heidi, please, you know, the idea that you fought for anybody other than big liberal social programs and all your usual constituencies is laughable. It's really laughable. And, you know, I mean, and now, after horrible deals, by the way, under Heidi Heitkamp and everybody else before, now you have somebody actually willing to do it, and she can't, you know, get jittery and knock at the knees quick enough over this. I just say wait for nobody on anything, in my opinion, Mike, if you're asking for it, should judge Donald Trump on process, on the TikTok day-to-day. They ought to do it on the outcome. On the final product. So I just think there's too much time between now and then. I think he's negotiating, but it should be a better deal for farmers when we're done. I hope so.
Hope so, too. Well, I appreciate your time, sir.
Mike, hang on. We're going to get your name, and then we'll get you a MyPillow. We'll have, slap your name on one and have one in our studios, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate that very much. And if you would just get Mike's full name there and find out if he wants to pick that up in Bismarck or Fargo. I assume Bismarck since he's from Bowman, but you let him tell us. Mike in Perham, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Love your show. Keep it up, buddy.
You're kind. Thank you.
Part of this omnibus bill, and maybe most people won't realize it, but I heard it on Mark Levine last night. Part of this omnibus bill is continued support for Planned Parenthood. And then he read off a list of those politicians who voted yes for this omnibus bill. And I often wonder full well, as some of these people say they're pro-life, really realize what they're doing. They're putting more money in the hands of the largest abortion clinics in the United States.
And yeah, no, I hate it. I hate it, Mike. I hate it. I hate it. But you need to know it's a status quo. And for Democrats, Planned Parenthood, taxpayer funding of abortions is their holy grail. This is their constituency. This is who they get up every day fighting for, hoping we can have more abortions in this country funded by the taxpayers of the United States. It's sick. It's disgusting. But it's the status quo.
It's monstrous.
So what I'm saying is it isn't anything new. That doesn't make it good, but it isn't new funding. It isn't like all of a sudden they got this and they never got it before. The only thing new in that whole bill, $1.3 trillion over 6 months, that I know about is military funding. Finally, additional important military funding. And Democrats
we
got to keep the status quo on everything else. Pardon me?
We need that military funding. I've seen what China's fleet looks like. Some of their ships are almost identical to our Aegis-class cruisers, and they're equally armed. We got into a firefight with these guys. We might come out on the losing end of the battle. We've got to do something for our military. But the thing of it is, the Democrats have tied a tin can to our tails and just say, well, you can't have this unless we have that.
I agree. That's the swamp. That's why maybe it would be best for Donald Trump to veto this, which would instantly bring a government shutdown. And let's have it out. Now, I believe that the reason Secretary of Defense General Mattis is calling the president to say please don't veto this is because we have through the entire Obama years. What Heidi Heitkamp, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, what they've done is depleted the military, depleted it. So you finally have an opportunity to say, let's get that back. The others are status quo. If I'm wrong, if there's new funding for any of these groups that wasn't there before, please tell me. But I've not seen any. A texter says right now everything else is not status quo. Scott, you're carrying water. Okay, well, what's new? What funding is new has not been there before. The only one I know about is military.
I feel sorry for Tom Campbell when he goes there. You know, if he wins, he's going up against one of the biggest political gangsters there. That's Chuck Schumer. What is he going to do when he comes face to face with this guy? Is he going to stand up for what's right, or is he going to cave? I mean, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, Tom Campbell's running actually for the House seat that's being vacated by Congressman Cramer so he can run against Heidi Heitkamp. But, Schumer, Pelosi, birds of a feather stick together. Another texter says, you are wrong, Scott. Do you think things will change in 6 months? And you're okay with another 6 months of Planned Parenthood? Trump must veto. Military is needed, but it should not be used to negotiate. Well, it is being used to negotiate. That's my point. They don't have any other choice. If you go put a bill up just to fund our military, Democrats will vote against it. They don't care. They're anti-military. I wish there was a better fix. I'm just trying to speak some reality here, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndieBlackPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in one great city, Watford City, North Dakota. Tell you what, it is beautiful, even when there's a winter weather event like we have right now. North unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. A little tough to get there right now. No travel advised in the whole northwest quadrant of North Dakota, so be careful if you're up that way. But that's just a day. This too shall pass. And remember, stay in one of the qualifying hotels in Watford City. Ask for the Best of the West deal. You get 10% off their already low rate when you mention us. Best of the West rate. Mark this on your calendar. Thursday, April 26th, the all-industry job fair will be at the beautiful Rough Riders Center. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. that day. Veterans preference from 11 to 11:30. So remember that all-industry job fair. That's Thursday, April 26th, coming up in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. All right, Bismarck to Richardton, one-lane traffic. Richardton to Dickinson, pretty good with two lanes and a layer of ice.
Another texter says icy road conditions. This is actually a message from DOT. Icy road conditions and the threat of blowing snow causing the Bisman Transit, paratransit, and fixed route services to shut down. So they're gonna hang it up at noon today. All right, they will work that all paratransit riders get home, but they're gonna shut down at noon. Texter says your whining caller about WSI should know the North Coast workers' comp rates are among the lowest in the nation. Your caller has nothing to complain about. He's whining about standard operating procedure for workers' comp. I used to work for an insurance company that wrote workers' comp in other states. We audited our insurers regularly to be sure we were collecting the proper premiums. Your caller has no reason to whine. He should be glad he's paying North Dakota workers' comp rates. Another texter. Any hill is a good hill to die on. We got to start cutting this deficit somewhere. Question of the day, should Donald Trump veto the omnibus spending bill? We've got an overwhelming bunch of yeses yet, but probably leaning more yes than no. Chris is on the road. What's on your mind, Chris?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I got 2 points. In regards to the omnibus spending bill, I think Trump should veto it. All this is the swamp fighting back 2 months, 3 months, 6 month increments at a time, and they'll drag it out the next 7 years. I think Trump needs to draw the line in the sand now before the September, because you know what's going to happen in September. We're too close to the midterms, and the Republicans are going to cave again because they're worried about not getting reelected. But I think it's just their way of tying his hands incrementally, trying to, instead of doing it all in one lump sum, they're just doing it by piecemeal, and I think he should veto it. But the main reason I called was the irony of Planned Parenthood being involved with the March for Life, and might be a leap in logic, but the best I can figure is they don't want competition. They have monopoly on killing kids, and they want to keep it that way. And if you believe life starts at conception, which I do, abortion is killing, killing is killing, and homicide is late-term abortion, and they don't want it. Well, I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
I also believe one of the biggest threats to them is the youth movement in the pro-life arena, and it is growing. The March for Life is a prime example of that. It's the biggest march on Washington on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. That's why Planned Parenthood is connecting themselves to a grab-the-gun movement. You know, this is why they're using students here to get there, and I don't disagree with you one bit, Chris. Appreciate the call. Richard in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm calling doing good.
Calling from down in Arizona, listening to you on the iHeart. Wow. I just wanted to make a comment regarding the bill. I was doing some studying on it, and there really is no funding for a wall. It's funding for repairing a part of the gates and the fences on it. And also in the bill, there's more funding for building gates, fences, and walls over in Jordan overseas. So I think they need to look at it real close. Also in there is the funding for Schumer's to get his tunnel done in New York to New Jersey. And I think he needs to veto that bill. And I'm ex-military. I believe in funding the military, but we got to draw the line somewhere. And I was just curious, I haven't heard yet, how did our senators vote for the bill?
I assume they're both yes. I don't know, but I saw most of their PR before that they were going to be yes. They voted last night, but I haven't heard otherwise.
If you got Heidi Camp voting yes, that speaks for the bill right there.
Congressman Kramer was not there.
Yes, I know. I understand that he is absent. You know, yeah. And he has a reason to be, you know.
Sure does. Keep the Kramer family in your prayers. Lost their son, Isaac, yesterday. Yeah, thanks for that, Richard. Really flattered that you would be spending part of your time in Arizona listening to us. Appreciate when folks that are from here that are wintering down there stay in touch. That's awesome. Appreciate that very much. Andrew in Bismarck, I only have a half a minute, but I'll give it to you. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey there, Scott. I'm just calling about the Red River water supply project. I don't know if you know anything about it. I guess I've looked a little more into it, and I guess there are people in Minot that kind of want to, use some of that water too. I'm just kind of concerned that we might be.
Hang on, Andrew. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email Scott H at FlagFamily.com, Scott H at FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3. You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.